Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
NFL season upon us, guys. It's here. We did it. Had a little college football appetizer, which was pretty good. But now we get the main entree with the pros, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And if we are going to try to predict, Pearl, what's going to happen this NFL season, well, you and I were, I mean, we're good, but we're not great.
To quote Yogi Berra, predicting things is hard, especially the future.
Very good. So we had to bring in a little help, the big guns, so to speak. If we really want answers about what's going to happen this NFL season, we had to turn to our very good friend, Angela, who is a tarot card reader right here in New York City. And you can follow her on social media. Angela, first, thank you so much for coming back
to
see us.
Thank you for having me back. I love being on your show.
Now, the last time you were here, you gave me some news I needed to hear, quite frankly.
Was it bad news?
Well, you know, it's not you. It was it was the cards. I asked if the Buffalo Bills will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, and not only was the answer a resounding no, there was a raven-haired lady that was somehow getting in the way, and that could have been taken a couple different ways. But anyway, I was happy you told me because, quite frankly, the pressure's off because this is...
Now you can just be a genuine fan.
I can just relax a little bit. Yeah. It just may not happen in the next 5 years. And that's okay because Josh Allen's prime is going to last for the next 10.
It had a big impact. She would bring it up almost on a weekly basis. Well, they're not winning anyway.
That's great.
I only went into a deep depression for a little bit, but I'm out of it. And, you know, it's that kind of truth, though, that we're looking for with the cards. So first, tell everybody where we can find you on social media.
You can find me, you can email me, Angela, at tarot-cardreader.com. Instagram, tarot card reader, Angela Lucy. So those two places are pretty safe. You can find me pretty quickly that way.
Fantastic. We asked football fans, can you send us in some of your burning questions? So if you would like to watch this all go down, you can do it. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and at Maggie Gray on X. We're streaming there in all of these places. So let's get to it, shall we?
Let's get some knowledge here, Maggie.
Okay, Angela, we know this.
Drum roll.
This is what you do, and we are excited to tap into what the future could hold. Now, one of the big stories here in New York, but also just throughout the country, is about Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Very famous quarterback. He's very good. Last year, he got hurt 4 plays into the season.
I remember hearing something about this, but I got to tell every full disclosure, I don't follow NFL.
Yeah, this is better because you're objective. And the cards are objective.
Yeah, I don't have an emotional attachment to it.
The question we're asking, will Aaron Rodgers stay healthy this season?
Great question, considering. Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Angela's here in studio. She's got the tarot cards.
Okay. I call upon the highest positive forces to help me with this reading. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to do 3 cards, like beginning, middle, end of season. For Aaron Rodgers' health.
Love it.
It seems like he starts off slow. Like they may save him a little bit because I get the Chariot card reversed. And it just means, hey, you know, we're not going to put the pedal to the metal right away. Maybe they're testing him. Okay.
That sounds smart.
Yeah, that actually is a good strategy.
And also the bottom card that I just accidentally looked at, and sometimes the angels ask me to look at this one, is they're planning for him more in the distant future. They want to keep him healthy in the long run.
Fair.
Okay. So,
In the middle of the season, he seems really healthy. This is the Ace of Swords, clarity. Everything's really clear. They've tested him. It seems like it's very, you know, normal. This
okay.
is you know, Archangel Michael's sword, clarity, everything seems cool. Okay, end of the season. Ooh, this would be maybe dangerous because, yeah, okay. I want you to be a little, him to be a little careful at the end of the season because I get the heartbreak card.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He is
That's a card the Jets fans know very well. Does a heartbreak card mean what we think it means?
No. Yeah, that maybe there's a little disappointment and people are sad.
Okay, but it's the end of the season.
Yes, end of the season.
So he's there.
Yeah, it's like they start him off slow because I get the Chariot reverse. Yeah. Like they're not, you know, not full speed ahead. They're like being cautious. Middle of the season, here we go. Okay, everyone kind of forgot about his injuries. Okay, then by the end of the season, when he's tired or when it's been a tough season, there may be some problems. Let me see. I'm going to pull another card just to see what's going on. Does he have a wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, I think there's some rumors he's dating.
Mallory Edens,
the owner of the Bucks.
We're not sure.
It's speculative. Okay. But it seems like there's a strong woman in any case that's taking care of him and helping him. So he does have emotional support. And she's pretty cool. Mallory Edens.
Yeah, I mean.
She's like a strong person for him.
Wow, I mean, considering he broke up with Danica Patrick and Olivia Munn apparently ruined his family.
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley was fine. There's a book about this guy. His two girlfriends ago just tore apart his entire life and broke him up from his parents. According to the book.
Well, played a
That's
role.
That's my version.
Is that really what the book said?
Yeah, it's kind of what the book said.
So let's go back through what we just asked the question of Angela, a tarot card reader who's here with us in studio. We asked, will Aaron Rodgers stay healthy through the season? You said, we start off great.
Well, start off slow.
Start slow, I'm sorry.
Because they're not going to play him like as much as they usually do.
Okay.
That kind of thing, like ease him in.
Middle
of the season, I think it's a little more clear, and he's like, it's good to go. Ace of Swords, here we go. I'm running down the field.
Okay.
And then by the end of the season, it looks like there's a little hesitancy, and I get some heartbreak.
And we got the heartbreak
like
card.
Like maybe a recurrent injury or something like that. So something like
okay.
that.
Okay, well, it's the Achilles that he's coming back from. Yeah. So, okay. Well, Jets fans, I mean, heartbreak card is kind of like the unofficial mascot of the New York Jets, to be honest. So this shouldn't be that much of a surprise, but you get a healthy Rodgers, presumably, up until the end. Okay. And there's a woman in his life.
It seems like a good support system
for him. And a good support system.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoever his girlfriend is, or it could be a mother or something, but it seems more like a strong female figure and she has her own deal going on. She's a strong person on her own.
Okay.
And it just seems like he's, you know, it helps him. So.
All right.
What's next, Meg?
All right. Angela, the tarot card reader, is here with us. We're asking questions. What do the cards hold for this NFL season? Here's our next question for you. Is Dak Prescott the future quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
Dak Prescott, the future quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And this one's specific.
Zach Prescott.
Dak. Like Dakota.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
You can tell I don't follow this.
That's okay. It's good. We like it better that you don't follow this. Long story short, there's a bit of a contract dispute going on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach Prescott has issues.
What's that?
Yeah, not Zach. Maybe it's Zach. Dak Prescott. I don't get it. I get a woman having something to do with this. I don't know what that's about. Like you said, it was a contract negotiation.
They're currently in one.
Ooh, yeah. There's a brown, red-haired man, friendly guy. He could be definitely a negotiator, okay? And there's a sweet woman, some woman who has a lot of emotions involved in this. I don't know if she's an owner or somebody's wife or whatever.
Okay.
And then as of confirming, I get the devil card, which means there really is a devil, but that when the devil card comes up, it usually means hanging on to things that don't work anymore. Hey, we're really fussing about $1 million here or there or something like that, some contract dispute that just doesn't get reconciled.
There you go.
So Angela just pulled the devil card for the Dallas Cowboys, which means, and Dak Prescott, which means you're hanging on to something that doesn't work anymore. And if that doesn't describe what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys, this is a team that wins 12 games every year but cannot win in the playoffs. They are holding on to something, Pearl, that doesn't work anymore. And just as a side note, Perloff and I have our own bet about Dak Prescott, and the loser has to go to Waffle House and sit there for 24 hours, and every waffle they eat, an hour gets lopped off the time. I am feeling so much better about this. So much better.
So if they hold on to things that don't work anymore, why won't they hold on to him?
Well, because there's two people that are being not smart about it. Okay, the brown or red-haired guy that's a good negotiator, supposedly, or somebody who talks a lot, and this woman who's a little too emotional about the situation. So it's, I mean, we all do it. I also use this card for, not that this is the case with this man, drug addiction, things like that.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
that you're not allowed to, that it's, of course you would, duh, I should not be a drug addict. But sometimes you just, you're not in control of that situation.
But you think of redheads in Jerry Jones' life, we all know who that is. Jason Garrett. Back in the fold.
Yeah, coming back. But you're talking about somebody, maybe once upon a time, Jerry Jones had something resembling red or brown hair. I don't know.
It just their natural color. They can be bald or gray or diet pink.
But the woman is interesting because Jerry Jones' wife is very powerful. His daughter is extremely powerful. And she's actually, there's rumors that she's calling the shots.
Is that right?
Okay, when I asked more particularly about the woman, the Queen of Cups is the name of the card, and she's usually quite emotional. And when I asked more particularly about how she's affecting things, I get the Knight of Pentacles. And this is, there are four knights in the tarot deck. This is the only one that does not move. He's stuck in the mud. It is something that stops things from moving.
That's Jerry.
Interesting. That is Jerry.
Yeah.
And also, he talks a lot. So that really does kind
of
double down.
This is the woman.
Oh, that's the woman.
Yeah. Because you were saying you were speculating who the woman was. And I'm like, it's whoever it is keeping things stopped.
Okay. So we asked if Dak Prescott's going to be the future quarterback of the Cowboys. And you're thinking, no.
I don't get anything to indicate that.
Okay.
I mean, it's just they're very ambivalent about it anyway.
Yeah.
And... it's like they probably, maybe they should do it because I'm getting the devil card. Like maybe it's probably in their best interest to do it, but they can't get past the sticking point or whatever sticking points it is.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
It's probably a fifth season.
Because the devil, it's like, we don't want the devil. So it's like, if you guys would let it go, maybe he would be the best quarterback, but they just can't get past themselves.
Mm. Wow.
And it's totally people. It's not about his ability or anything like that. It's about people in negotiation.
It always is.
It's the ego, man.
Yeah.
And that is great. Angela is here with us in studio. She's a tarot card reader. We're asking questions about the upcoming NFL season. She's given us some crazy answers that seem very plausible, Pearl. These are all been good.
This is all happening.
Yeah. Okay. Final question, or maybe we have to, we'll see how many more we have time for.
Sure.
Let's get to our next one. This one is not as much like... X's and O's football related. We asked if Aaron Rodgers will stay healthy. We just asked if Dak Prescott's the future quarterback of the Cowboys. We're going to go to a little bit off the beaten path here. Are Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting engaged this season?
Okay, so by the end of the year, do you want to say?
By
December 31st?
The season goes until February.
Okay, you want to say by Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Or maybe at the Super Bowl, like that was speculated last year.
Maybe.
Okay, let's see. Do they get, by end of Super Bowl, will they be engaged?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we're asking.
That's the pressing question, right?
Yeah.
This one you know about.
I do know those characters.
I am on the edge of my seat for this answer right now.
Will they be engaged? Officially engaged. Let's say publicly.
Publicly engaged,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Forces to help me with this reading. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. No.
Oh boy.
I only get them having fun.
Okay.
I get them only a 30% chance by the end of the Super Bowl. It seems like they have to work out some living arrangements and things like that, and something has to change with them, the big changes. It's a big, I mean, they both have such big lives. It's a leap of faith for them. This is the Fool card. We're just going to do it. It's because she would have to give up something, you know, part of her life. He would have to give up part of his life. So it's scarier than people think. By the way, three major arcana cards here, which are the most important cards in the tarot. 78 cards, only 22 are major arcanas. They have the Emperor, Death, and the Fool card. But the first card that I pulled is only a three card. It's like a minor card. So I would say 30%. And they're having fun.
Okay.
It seems like it's lighthearted. They have a lot of mutual friends. So I just don't think that they're able to put all the pieces together by then.
It doesn't sound like heartbreak or
let's ask if they're still together.
So you're saying that if they don't get engaged, they could still be dating. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I feel like she's going to pressure him, but okay.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm surprised at the reading because you would think, you know, with all the media.
Yeah.
Let's say if they are still dating.
Okay.
If they're still a couple by the end of Super Bowl.
Let's see.
Still a couple? Yeah, they are talking about marriage.
Okay.
Because I get 50% they're married. Because this is the walking down the aisle. They've got to figure out how to do it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's a good
there's
point.
A PR
yeah.
strategy out there. Yeah. That
I
might
mean,
be
the
fake.
Swifties, they have to be included somehow, right? So, or, you know what I mean?
Chiefs fans, too.
That's a big wedding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like.
Is that a buffet or a sit-down? How do you do it?
Can you imagine them looking at the invite list?
I'm somehow,
like, oh, come on. We already gave your parents 37 people. Like, come on. I gotta invite this assistant coach from my college. That's
but then
it.
You only seats 5,000 people. They'd have to get married in like some kind of convention hall.
Okay. All right. So I'm not giving up on love. I think it's possible.
Yeah, I get 50% they're talking about marriage at that time, and also 50% that they're together. So it might be a deal breaker. Are we gonna get married or aren't we? I mean, that's a huge thing with couples, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, but
and it looks like the living situation is part
of
this.
The Emperor card is the first card, which is like a house, four walls, also limitations. I have to do this, you have to do that, and have to negotiate that. And death card means transition to a new way of life, of course.
Retirement maybe for Travis Kelce.
Oh, wow.
He's getting old, yeah.
Really?
So it could be that transition.
I didn't know he was that old.
He's 35, for a player. Oh, he's really old.
Oh, but people, well, depends, right? If he wants to just play or be really good, right?
Yeah.
And then this is right. Okay. And this is the Fool card, like taking a leap of faith. Of course, marriage would be a big leap.
Yeah.
Of faith. So super scary, like jumping off a cliff.
Yeah, I mean, marrying Taylor Swift—that's a huge leap of faith.
Yes.
Sorry, can you imagine the song she's going to write about that?
The whole albums, I'm sure.
Wait, I got to get one thing I can bet on out of this segment.
Can
I got to ask
one more thing. Thank you. Okay. Angela is here with us in studio. Yeah. She's a tarot card reader who's done some really great stuff for us in the past and is killing it today. This is awesome. We're getting some answers to our pressing questions for the NFL.
Yeah, so the Kansas City Chiefs are trying to win their third straight Super Bowl. Never been done in the Super Bowl era. Three straight championships.
Really?
Are they going to do it?
Is Kansas City Chiefs going to make it a three-time win?
Yeah, three-peat, they call it.
Three-peat.
Yeah.
Okay, call upon the highest positive forces. Father, Son. Kansas City, can you do it? They have a really good team, and they're having a really good time, but I only get like a 10% chance that they pull it all off.
Oh.
Whoa.
Let's see if they get to the finals.
Yes.
To the Super Bowl,
Yeah. Yeah, they get to the finals.
They get to the Super Bowl and lose?
This is what I told you, Maggie. They've won two Super Bowls in a row by the thinnest of margins, field goals. Oh. It's about time the NFC caught
them. Timing.
That's crazy.
They get this close, but there's only 10% chance.
Even the spirit guides are like guiding them to be in the final, like in the Super Bowl again.
That's like,
but this is like really high. They're in the Super Bowl, but I only get 10% that they really make it.
I mean, obviously the Cosmos are fans of the Chiefs. I mean, this is insane. The run they're on is just bananas.
But I mean, listen, they lost in 2020 in the Super Bowl. They got all the way to the doorstep. They are, you know, there's no guarantee getting to the Super Bowl that they're going to win.
Okay, so getting to the Super Bowl and 10% chance
that they win it,
that is not very good.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Wow.
And heartbreaking. Yeah. Is there any other kind of loss?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of sports better? Like, you obviously make no guarantees.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, no. The only thing with sports betting, I will answer people that I don't charge them any money for it because the reason it's very speculative and I find it hard to get the real scores is because, number one, there's usually so many people involved. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like, not only the teams, but their mother yelling at them that morning, you know, and so many things. Also, I find. I'll give people the answer. I said, if you win, give me 10%. Otherwise, I don't care. Like, I'll just do it for free. Another thing is, I find a lot of times I've made it. The coin toss is huge.
Mm-hmm.
People ask you
the
about
coin,
that.
No, but after you're not allowed to bet after the coin toss, right? But when the coin is tossed, that's huge with predicting the winner.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because that's the fates are playing a role.
Yeah,
in that.
It changes the energy around once the coin is flipped.
Wow, I didn't even think
about
that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why it's so hard for me to. I don't, you know, I'll tell you if you want to know, but I don't really.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe. because there's just too many variables.
I'll say business advice, you should definitely be charging these sports fans.
But
people
tell you
like us, we would definitely pay.
I'm not betting on a guy who's getting yelled at by his mother on a Sunday morning. I hope he'd be out of the house at this point.
I got a game to play.
And also, what kind of mom yells at the son on game day? Like, clean up your room. Mom, I got the Ravens defense to deal with. I can't clean up my room.
Doesn't Tommy DeVito still live with his parents?
Yeah, there are a couple players.
Really?
That's been the problem for the Giants this whole time. That's it. This was great. Angela, thank you so much. I know EJ and some of the other Jets fans here, a little part of them just died with that prediction that Aaron Rodgers is going to start off slow. He's going to have a great middle of the season. It's going to be like the injury didn't happen. And then the heartbreak card got pulled. End of the season, we're seeing heartbreak. That's what's on tap for the Jets. As far as Dak Prescott, looks like this negotiation really sticky. Egos involved.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Bad. It's too bad. It's a shame.
And it's a shame. And not on the same page as far as his future with the Cowboys. And Travis and Taylor getting engaged, we don't see. But having a good time, enjoying each other's company, and maybe having these conversations about marriage and about how to live together and all those things.
By the end of Super Bowl.
And then as far as the Chiefs are by the end of February. And then as the Chiefs are concerned, getting to the Super Bowl, we like. The spirits are with them, but only a 10% chance when they get there. Yeah. So
they have fun though. It's like they've won enough. And it's like, I know, it's like their attitude is maybe they just don't have the edge anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh my God, we haven't won one in 20 million years.
A lot of good vibes there in KC. Yeah. You got Taylor and I get that.
Yeah, they're having fun.
Yeah, they're a lovable crew.
Yeah. It's the 10 of cups actually means an emotionally happy family. And that's where I got the 10%.
I love it.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Angela, thank you. Again, tell people where they can find you on social media.
You can find me, if you can email me at angela@tarot-cardreader.com, or Instagram is @tarotcardreader Angela Lucy, as long as I could possibly make it.
Great. And for any of your sports related questions, I love it. It takes all the pressure off me as a fan when I feel like I know what's going to happen. And it's awesome. I never felt better because obviously I'm controlling so much.
Well, there we go. I guess there's no reason to watch. I feel like I'm not exactly sure that's what Angela was saying, Maggie.
Guys, pressure's off. Just enjoy the season.
Just for the love of the game.
Yeah.
If only.
Okay. Maggie's just making it a little more black and white than she might want to do. Right, Angela, I know you're doing it. Okay.
That's my interpretation.
I like your confidence.
Angela, tarot card reader, thank you so much. We appreciate
this. Thank you for having me again. I love being on. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, boy, that was fun. Thank you to Angela, the tarot card reader. Informed us a lot of things coming up with this NFL season. Aaron Rodgers going to start off slow, stay healthy, then blow it in the end like he used to in Green Bay. I'm sorry, just facts.
That wasn't exactly what the card said. It did heartbreak
That's exactly
card.
What it said. It was a very typical Aaron Rodgers trajectory where he's really good in the season, and then he struggled in the postseason. That's a fact. Okay, we have a big bet coming up on the Maggie and Perloff show.
Yeah.
If Dak Prescott is the week one quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys next year, Maggie has to go to Waffle House and eat some combination of, waffles within 24 hours. For every waffle she eats, takes an hour off of it. Otherwise, she has to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. Same bet with me, except I negotiated and I'm doing cheese omelets. There's a lot going on here, Maggie, because it
you
is heating
up. You have an update
up.
To this somehow?
So Clarence Hill, former Fort Worth Star-Telegram writer, now writes for alldlls.com. Filed a story this morning. So the Cowboys and Dak don't have a deal. We know that. But there is an effort to get something done before Sunday's season opener against the Cleveland Browns. I kind of thought tonight's game was the deadline. But Clarence Hill says they were trying to do it by Sunday. And per source with direct knowledge of the negotiation, progress has been made during talks with Prescott. And a deal is closer than it has been. Clarence Hill also tweeted that the length of the contract was not the issue, as was reported by Diana Rossini. Now, I am considering offering you an out on this bet, Maggie, right now.
Yeah, this is not good for me. I could have lost this bet before the season even starts.
But you might not.
I'm sitting at a Waffle House.
So do you want, I'm not saying I'm doing this, but if I did offer you an out, would you consider it at this point where we are with the Cowboys and Dak Prescott?
Well, it depends. What's the out? Like, what am I going to have to do to get out of this? Like, you're just going to let me get away scot-free?
No.
I doubt that's going
to
happen.
It's like when you cash out on a bet. I think that you have to eat...
like 10 waffles or
three
something?
Three and a half waffles in 7 hours.
I don't know. That's nothing. I'd do that for fun.
If you want to...
like, could I just do like if
five waffles on Monday's show? I will let you out of the bet right now.
I mean, I'm tempted just to do that. Do I just eat five waffles on Monday's show? Five Waffle House waffles? Or big ones like IHOP or something?
How do we get a Waffle House waffle in here? I don't know. I've never met anyone who's gone to go order from Waffle House, but I assume you can. The problem is we're about an hour and a half from the nearest Waffle House.
Yeah, that it was going to be like a whole thing. I don't know.
Ooh, I
kind of
want
to let it
ride. I can even make it more interesting.
What's that?
I will make the waffles at home this weekend, and I'm a terrible cook. Would you risk five Perloff waffles?
I don't know. I feel like somehow tuna jelly is going to end up in oven. Yeah. You're going to do something weird, and I'll be back at square one with that bet.
How about just frozen waffles?
That's too easy.
Those are easy. I eat three of those just for fun.
Like two boxes of those. That's like
16, right? Something like that?
Yeah, but that how many Waffle House waffles is that?
Can I think about it?
Yeah, I'm just curious where you are, because I got to be honest. I'm nervous.
For me?
I'm nervous for me.
Oh, you want the bet to be over?
This is
saying it's going to get done.
I just think they're getting awfully close. Like, I can't believe it's not done now. Would Jerry Jones really steal? I mean, he runs the NFL. Would he really do it the day of the opening kickoff? Like, I feel like even Jerry Jones is not going to pull an A-Rod and sign the deal today.
No, they could do it tomorrow, Saturday. Like this.
Tomorrow's the Brazil game.
It's not Peacock only.
They're not going to sign Dak Prescott on the Saturday before the week one of Sunday game. I think
Joe Burrow got signed, I thought, right before the season, right?
Was it the day before, a Saturday, when they're installing the game plan? I don't think so. I mean, maybe he did. But I just think that it's today. If he comes out of today without a contract, then he's not going to do it. Once that game starts, I think we're over.
So Angela, the tarot card reader, was just here, and she said it looked like a lot of muckety-muck going on with the Cowboys. She kind of made it seem like, the cards made it seem, rather, like this was not going to happen. He was not going to have a contract. I kind of want to go with the tarot cards on this one.
Yeah, she said it was a redhead's fault. So immediately, any Cowboy fan listening is going to blame Jason Garrett.
Because it wasn't there long enough. Let me think about this. I think I just want to stick with the bet. I'm going to let it ride. I think he's not going to be the quarterback of the Cowboys next year. I'm willing to put Waffle House waffles on the line.
That's a lot. I did the math. You have to eat 2 waffles per hour, and you're still there for 8 hours.
Yeah. I mean, just a day, a solid, you know, putting in a day's work, eating waffles.
What do you think of the omelet side of that? If I have to
eat even worse.
Do you think I would die?
Not die. You get sick.
Ryan, do you think I'm going to die?
I mean, I die eventually. Probably a lot sooner.
We should ask Angel that. Bogus is here with headlines, yes.
You're right. By the way, Joe Burrow is awfully close to the season, but the Cowboys are so high profile, I think Jerry is not going to do that. But
you think Jerry doesn't want attention?
No, I just think that he's the de facto commissioner. He's not going to do it during opening kickoff night, right?
I think he would do it at the 50 at Arrowhead tonight if it was allowed. He'd have him and Dak at a table signing it.
Taylor, you're probably right. Sit down for a second. We've got a Dak Prescott contract.
You're probably right.
You asked Ryan some really deep questions right
now. I don't know. He seems to be. I have, for some reason, trust Ryan Botcher on anything. Like, he could just, like, when he was talking about Taylor Swift's, like, messaging in her songs, like, I'm like, well, he's an expert on this. I don't know why.
You shouldn't.
I've already told you, Ryan is my emergency contact.
Yeah, but you wouldn't put your life in Ryan Botcher's hands?
No, I would.
I mean, Pat, who's sitting next to him, brilliant, but no, I'm not going to trust you.
You wouldn't trust me with your life?
No, heck no.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like...
I can't figure it out. I'm a big fan, but no, I would not.
I'm very reliable.
I feel like you take a bullet for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a plan to populate the earth with young Pat Boyle so you can profit off their athletic prowess.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you needed, like, medical attention, I was like, oh, I might drag you to a bar or a club with me, but then
exactly.
I'll get you to the hospital after.
Perfect
that
example.
That kind of urgency that's going to
help. I feel like you're going to be like, he needs surgery. I'm going to wake up with a shamrock tattoo to root for Notre Dame. No, I don't trust you at all.
I think Boyle will be the one, like, with a match, like, warming up a knife to sterilize it to do the surgery himself.
Right.
Which is also
like, here,
not
bite,
what you want.
Bite on this. And then...
We got to do a tracheotomy. It's like, I'm just choking a bit. I'm fine.
Yesterday here in New York, did you guys see the crazy footage of the water leaking through the roof of the Midtown Tunnel, the river water?
No.
I did not see that.
I'm
like,
glad I didn't
terrifying.
See that.
If I'm in that situation, I want Boyle before Botcher. Boyle's getting me out of a flooded tunnel before Botcher is.
Hold your damn breath. Right I am.
Follow him to freedom.
Hold your breath.
If you're going to
that's not good advice.
Let me ask you this. If you're going to an emergency room and you need someone to fill out the insurance paperwork, who are you going? You're going to Botcher.
Yeah, because he can write.
I can't trust Pat. I just don't think... I think you would get bored of the emergency room. You'd be waiting there for an hour and a half. You'd be like, I'm out of here.
No, I think Pat would do the emergency surgery when an emergency surgery was not necessary.
I need adrenaline. I'm an adrenaline junkie. I need it. So
let me push you off a cliff and then I'll fix your broken leg.
Does anybody have you as their emergency contact to your knowledge?
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's fair. That's not a big deal.
He's like a single guy in your 20s, right, Pat?
Correct.
Yeah, except for Ryan. No one would have a single man in their 20s as an emergency contact.
I'm not going to do anything. I can't do anything to help anyone.
I don't know. You give off this air like you just would get it done.
I wouldn't tell us that, Ryan. Keep lying to us.
Wait, Ryan, are you a total fraud? All these things you tell me in the break, these are not true?
No, most of them are.
Yeah.
95% of the time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good clip. Bogus has headlines. Let's do this in a timely fashion today, professional broadcasters, us all.
Well, guys, I used to be very committed to a clean inbox. No unread texts, no unread emails. I have gotten lazy in my old age, so things do start to pile up a bit, but nothing like Orlando Magic forward Paolo Banchero.
2,353.
That's the most so far.
I tell people all the time, I'm a bad texter. If you want to really get a hold of me, you probably got to call me.
He said... 2,353 unread texts.
That's a lot.
I feel that big time.
All right, you want to go around the room? How many? Are we doing texts or are we doing email? Emails, I have an embarrassing amount.
I'm actually much better than emails than I am with texts.
I'm on 5 texts. and 203 emails. I cleaned it out yesterday.
I have 23,659 unread emails.
Oh my God.
And
deleted.
17,353. I don't know if I'm going to need one of these emails.
You're not reading them.
I downloaded this thing that like helps you clean them out, and I've been deleting 500 emails at a time, yet the number doesn't
What are you
down.
Getting spammed with? Bath and Body Works? weekly deals?
Dude, I'm a 41-year-old woman living in this country with a kid. I get emails from everyone under the sun.
But aren't you missing important ones? That's my fear.
I miss, like, Evites and stuff. It's terrible. But yes.
Like, do you, like, star ones that you need to make sure you see right away? Because if you don't do that, like, how do you know that there's not in that 23,000 backlog email, there are like four important ones that you might have completely missed.
This is it's a problem, Bogish.
Like Jessica Pegula might have reached out to you as a fellow greater Binghamtonian and you don't even know about it.
Binghamtonian. Aren't you guys Maggie,
Maggie's terrible on email.
What are you guys,
that's
Bobcats?
I'm like, can I just email out like the games I'm picking? She's like, no, you need to put it in a Google Doc. So get on
a
drive.
23,000 emails to sift through.
Yeah, okay. So I spent 9 minutes creating a Google Doc instead of saying, hey, I'm picking two games. It just like it takes 30 seconds. Read your email,
by
man.
By the way, that's 23,000 emails in one. I got 17,000 in another.
You have 40,000 unread emails?
Yes.
Maggie, this is our first fight. I don't like this.
Well, that's the issue. You got to do what Gmail does is separate. Into the...
That's what I do. They're separated. So I get the primary. Like, I'm getting the ones from school and stuff I need to most.
Okay.
do you want to pick up your kid?
He's still here.
I haven't seen Lucas since Thursday.
I have 48 unanswered texts, but that's only because my idiot friends aren't awake yet.
Yeah, I've got 9 text messages not read. It's early in the morning.
I read all my texts, but I have 54 emails. 54,000, sorry. 54,000.
1,000? What are you guys doing?
1,000.
Guys, I also try to unsubscribe from multiple email lists, and it doesn't work. Like it's like they sign you up for double.
You can sue for that.
It's not my fault that some third party is selling my data to every company under the sun.
Yes, but like once I used to be 0, now it's like 1,000 for me. That's when I like have a panic attack and I mass delete. I can't fathom having 23,300 whatever in that little red box above my email.
It's too
icon.
It's like I'm buried now. Ugh. Like there's just it would be a waste of time for me to go through and delete.
That's a problem of you though, Bogus. You let people have your attention too easily. Like I'm if sorry? I were to text you, I know it's getting answered right away, even if I'm sending you garbage.
Yeah, because I'm an adult.
Nah.
And I like you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, here's a question. Speaking of how much you guys like each other, you mentioned that there was a tunnel that was leaking.
Yeah.
Drunkle Sam's in our chat, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet and twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. If Bogish and Perloff were stuck in a tunnel and Boyle could only save one, who would he save?
Trick question. Perloff and I would never be in a tunnel together because that's not where we do the show from. We can't hang out outside the show.
Well, you would never be in a car together because right. Perloff will not ride with you.
Yep.
I actually went out of my way to see your son play baseball.
And how'd that turn out?
And you haven't my kid's in therapy now. How awful it was.
Yeah. Thank God for desist.
Thank God for the mercy rule.
My kid has the yips now because he's
<It's> ruined. Trying to impress Uncle Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. Your kid cared so little about my presence at the game. You're like, hey, Jake, this is my coworker. He's like, yeah, whatever, Dad. Can we go get ice cream?
Yeah.
Boyle, what's your answer?
Who are you saving?
Do you want it? You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely saving Bogus.
Yeah. Wow.
Bogus.
Yeah, you've known him a lot longer.
I have.
Are you going to let Perloff perish like that?
Bogus is also working on something for me.
Yeah.
Love life stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Bogus is making the love connection.
That's the kind of guy I am. That's the kind of friendship that we have.
Trying to set him up with someone in D.C. who's got an oddly shaped handbag with a red light blinking out of it. You're trying to set him up for failure.
Why
like
am
that
I
Washington
Mike
Commanders
on this date?
VP.
No, Bogus is trying to set me up with something that is unbeatable.
I think that
unbeatable.
My plan says a lot about how I regard Pat Boyle.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second.
No,
you can't know more.
You can't know more. I think you know too much already, but...
I cannot know more?
No.
What? Wait, you're trying to... Why? You're setting him up on a date?
Here's the circle of trust, and you're outside of it.
Yeah.
You're getting him on a reality show.
Well, the national radio audience is outside the...
DJ thinks you're trying to get on a reality show. Pat, you'd get on a reality show.
I've never sent any of those tapes or anything.
You'd make it.
I think Pat should be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I watched The Bachelorette last week yesterday, and I was disgusted by the men that were on there. It was the worst group I've seen since I've been watching the show over the last 5-6 years. Get Pat Boyle on there. Shake it up.
Pat, let's do this.
That's a ringing endorsement. Thank you, EJ.
I think you'd make it on. You're unapologetically yourself. That's the kind of people they need for reality shows.
People are just it's saying awesome. These nice things because they want you to save them in the Midtown Tunnel.
By the way, what are you doing here? There's thousands of people you should be saving. But apparently only Bogush, not Perloff. No, well, now I'm more intrigued about this thing that Bogush is helping you with. And now I'm going to... You thought I got obsessed about that Washington Commanders story.
Oh, yeah. You need a murder board for this. You need a lot of thumbtacks and strings and headshots.
I've already figured it out, by the way.
What?
What's going on between the two of you?
I think we all have a hunch.
Yeah, I got a hunch, too.
I have a hunch, too.
Okay.
Seems kind of obvious. We definitely, like... There's definitely, like, a world out there in the newsroom that I'm still not ingratiated in. Whatever it is, like, the fact
not
that
an accident.
It took me 2.5 years to figure out anybody's name, that was part of the problem.
I thought at first it's because Bogus has some access to an entire college campus, but I'm like, I don't think that Pat doesn't need that kind of help. Not that.
Nor do I want it at this point. I'm 29. That's
Oh, a little old. Okay.
A little.
Now, grad school.
Yeah, by the way, I literally saw a light bulb over Pat's head right there after he just lied about the undergrad part.
Advanced degrees only.
Yeah.
Pat's or seniors.
For, yeah. Pat's looking for smart tricks, I'm sure.
She's in her fifth year, her COVID year. She's good enough.
This is the female Van Wilder.
The Dependable Player of the Week is sponsored by Depend and the Prostate Cancer Foundation, reminding you that health is a long game and screening for prostate cancer is easier than ever. Learn more at Depend.com. Okay, Dependable Player of the Week.
Looks like we're going back to last week. Oh, okay. Not tonight.
Oh, okay. Who was the Dependable Player of the Week? Oh, okay. Well,
probably Caitlin, right?
Or maybe Aja Wilson, who's putting up huge numbers, too. If we're going to go, or we could go baseball. How about my guy Kyle Schwarber, 3 homers in a game? That's pretty impressive.
You are right about that. Great pitching performance last night from the Chicago Cubs, a combined no-hitter. So maybe it could be the Cubs staff, very dependable. EJ, who'd you pick?
You guys are totally off base here. So I'm going with Teoroa, McMillan, T-Mac from Arizona. Set records this weekend, over 300 yards. I think he had 2 or 3 touchdowns in their win over New Mexico. This guy, NFL fans, if you're not into the college game, you're excited for the NFL draft. I'm looking at you Panthers. I'm looking at some of these other bottom feeder Patriots teams. Watch Arizona as much as you can because this kid is an absolute freak at wide receiver. What he did was amazing. So he's my dependable player of the week. 303 yards? Come on.
Say his name one more time.
Teoroa McMillan.
Is that right? I'm wondering because I have always taken his name altogether.
So you put me on the spot. You don't even know if it's right.
No, I have no idea. It's Teetaroa, and I watched the highlights 100 times. He's so awesome. It's going to be a tough one for America.
Everyone calls him T-Mac.
I watched that.
Yeah, everyone calls him. That's why. Yeah,
I watched that whole game Saturday night because mostly betting. And I heard Teetaroa over and over.
Teetaroa. So the I is silent.
Yes, Teetaroa.
Yeah, so I got it right.
All right,
yeah, EJ got it 100%.
Yeah, come on, Perloff.
Wait, you weren't exactly confident when I asked you to put you on the spot there. It's a tough name.
Yeah, because it made it sound like I was wrong. I already messed up Nico from Tennessee. I'm not doing that again.
Give me DJ Maliava.
Oh my God, that name, forget it. Give me DJU's name.
Oh, DJ Uiagalelei. That I
perfect.
Listen, if we're gonna watch this guy sail passes over his wide receiver's heads, we might as well get his name right.
Get his brother's name right, by the way. That's the deal now. Forget DJ U's ancient history. His brother's gonna be a star.
Okay. Tonight's game, Kansas City, the Ravens. It's all happening. Let's talk about this. We talked about Lamar and feeling pressure. We have a poll question up there. Who has more pressure this season? Is it Lamar? Is it Dak Prescott? You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl. Let's talk about this from the betting angle, though, Pearl. We're going to make our official picks tomorrow, but let's talk about what we like about this game. Can I give you a little of what I'm thinking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so it's Kansas City, and Kansas City laying 3 points here. It's just like the home field advantage. Yep. They see this very even. I think if you like the Ravens in this game, rather than doing the points, I would just do the money line right now at plus – 124, and we're using DraftKings this season. I also like an anytime touchdown with Travis Kelce is plus money on DraftKings at plus 110. Xavier Worthy, if you want to sprinkle a little anytime touchdown, the new weapon, the speedster out of Texas, plus 180 for an anytime touchdown. I also like unders in general to begin the season, Pearl, but for this specific game, I actually like the first half under at 23.5. You know, still feeling each other out. I can imagine maybe this game takes a little bit to kind of get going.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do first half under 23.5, a Kelce anytime touchdown at plus 110, a Xavier Worthy anytime touchdown at plus 180, and then I'm going to take the Ravens money line on this one. And I think the Ravens are going to win the game.
All the trends are against Kansas City here. They don't do well in the spot. Obviously, they lost last year to the Lions in the opener, and they tend to go under in the first game. I'm also going Ravens. Mine is less analytical. It's called, very simple, the revenge theory.
Revenge.
Obviously, the Ravens have had this game circled, and they think they should have won the AFC title game. I've heard them all say, we should have won that game. We were at home. So I think they're just PO'd. I think there's more incentive, even on the road, for the Ravens, and I think that they win this game. And it honestly doesn't mean anything, because our buddy at NFL Network, Peter Schrager, who gets the Super Bowl right every year, picked the Chiefs to three-peat.
Wow.
So it reminds me so much of last year, where the Chiefs came in flat. And I think there's every reason to be flat here. And the Ravens are probably just licking their chops. They have wanted this for 6 months. Now, I think they're going to be so inspired.
The one thing about this is Mahomes is just awesome against the Ravens. A 4-1 record, and just beyond that, just really clean. Over 70% completion percentage, a 13-2 touchdown interception
ratio. Yeah, but what
do you
do in the AFC title game?
Well, again, enough in that first half to stake them to a lead that they never relinquish. So, you know, is there something about the, I get your revenge factor. What happens when a revenge factor meets a got someone's number factor?
They
cancel each other.
That's
out.
Why we had a tarot card reader on the show.
Angela was here.
I don't know. I also have that Lions game from last year stuck in my head. I know Kelce wasn't there for that one. So last year,
or
in the AFC title game, Mahomes was 30 for 39, 241 yards, one touchdown, no pick. Which is funny, because Lamar Jackson ended up throwing for more yards. I don't know. I just think that the game plan here, Lamar Jackson's not going to leave anything on the table. He's going to want to win this so desperately. He might be cautious about running at a certain point. Not tonight, he isn't. He is going to keep every play alive, just leave it all on the field. I think this is so important to him.
Really? You think so? I mean,
oh my God.
They've got bigger goals than just winning the opener.
They just, no, I think that's
you
a wrong
think they're that burnt, huh?
There's no bigger goals than beating Kansas City for tonight. They just lost their last game to them. Yeah, no, I don't think, no, there's no caution here. Like, hey, let's look at the AFC North. No, this is a big deal to them. I'm definitely, like you, pretty confident in that. And I'd do the money line as well.
There you go. You guys taking Kansas City tonight, or are you taking the Ravens? Pat?
Ravens in the under.
Ryan Bacher? You're taking Casey? I'm glad somebody did.
Is anyone not taking that? What is the total here? Sorry.
It's 47.
Like, yeah, it feels so under. But the other thing, I heard it's an interesting thing. This will be one of the most bet games of the year. And you know how NFL lines are, kind of like the Super Bowl, that they might nail this exactly. Like, this is like the most perfect line. It's a hard value to win on this game. Don't you agree on that?
Definitely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.